from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning.
Oh, dear.
What? Well, she cracks us up. And it's Noel, of course. And listen, we got a guest coming on here. And he's family. And it don't matter every once in a while he comes in the back door instead of the front door. When you're family, you ain't always got to come in the front door, which means you don't hear your music.
A different Isley Brothers song.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with some Isley Brothers. Right? This has been a fun last half hour anyway, because it just has been. I asked Noelle a question during this last break, and she gave me an answer that I didn't expect about some folks getting mad at other folks, and it had nothing to do with you and I, Sam.
That's nice to know.
It is nice to know, because normally we're in the sights of a lot of people, folks. You know,
your fault if y'all hadn't done this
around our age. Right. But I asked her thoughts on the new Katy Perry video, Woman's World. And she went sideways because Gen Zers are blaming millennials for keeping Katy Perry relevant. Now, there's a discussion our grandparents never had.
No.
Or even our parents. But we do have somebody on the phone who does have a Gen Zer. And that is Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, who now joins us. And that would be Selah.
Absolutely.
She would be.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. Do you or her have an opinion about Katy Perry?
No, I certainly do not. And when I hear her playing her catalog, Katy Perry is not one that normally pops up. She plays a lot of Olivia Rodriguez. I believe I'm messing her name up. Katy Perry is not one that is normally in the Apple Music playlist.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with being out of touch. Welcome to the club. We got T-shirts. Terrell Thomas, man, how was your week?
It's been a great week. A lot of basketball is taking place, so that's been fun. Some great things have been taking place as far as that goes. So it's been a pretty great week. No complaints at all.
Well, give us your thoughts on what's going on with the Hawks and the Summer League. How many games you seen?
Your first impressions.
Well, I was slightly disappointed because of the outcome. And I know when you think of Summer League basketball, it's not really about wins and losses, more so about the progress we see from the players on the court. But I did want to see them pick up a victory. I was very pleased with Zach. He finished with 18 points in their first game against the Washington Wizards on Friday. And he looked very good out on the court. He shot the three ball efficiently. It was great to see him passing the ball as well. So I was impressed with the play of both of our draft picks during Summer League. But one game so far, but I wanted to see them get a win.
I don't worry that much about the win, man. You just want to see him out there and getting better. It was good to see that. You know who I was glad to see watching that was Onyeka Okongwu. that he was there to watch the team and get to meet those guys for the first time. It says a lot that he's taking his time to come over and lend his support. I think that's the big thing you look for. Who are the regular guys on the team, and are they going to come out and be around these young guys and get a chance to meet them and encourage them? So I'm curious to see who shows up for today's game.
Yeah, as you mentioned today, they'll be taking on the San Antonio Spurs at about 5 o'clock our time. Of course, they're out there in Vegas. But that was cool to see. There's about 4 Hawks out there. As you mentioned, I know Double O was out there. Seth Lundy was out there. It was great to see them cheering the young guys on. I think the young guys felt like they had an audience in which they could really perform for. So that was very dope to see.
You know, you got a chance to see the draft picks, but who else would you like to see during the summer games that you want to see how they're going to be, you know, either coming back or just landed? Who else?
Those really honestly are the two main guys, because I don't know how many of the guys that are currently on the summer league team are going to actually get a lot of minutes. I wanted to see Kobe Bufkin, but he's currently recovering. He has a small injury and in what he'll be dealing with, so I don't believe we'll see him at all in summer league action. But he was outside of our two draft picks. He was a gentleman that I was really looking forward to seeing. I think we'll see big things from him during his sophomore season. Some of these other guys that are out there right now, I want to see what Mo Gay does, because I think he'll have an extended role as one of the big men for our Hawks this season. But Kobe was one that I really wanted to have my eyes on.
Yeah, just want to give them a look and see what's happening as summer league continues. Second game coming up today, and then the next game, Lakers. Are you looking forward to that, or are you going to treat that as just another game?
I think it's just another game, because as you mentioned, they'll take on the Lakers on Wednesday following this game. I think it's another game, but we see a lot of the hoopla that's taking place, of course, because of Bronny James and everything that he's bringing to summer league action. I also like Dalton Connect. I was surprised that he actually fell to the Lakers after having pretty much a stellar collegiate career at Tennessee. I like what I've seen from that young man so far. So I think it'll be good for our Hawks, because all eyes will be on that matchup. It seems like right now that Bronny James is commanding that attention, and that's great to see for that young man. But I am interested to see just how they measure up. When the lights turn, get to be a little bit brighter. It'll be more of a home crowd for the Lakers, because they're already, of course, a few hours away, being out there in Vegas. So I'm looking forward to the matchup from that perspective, just to see how Zach measures up against Bronny, just because from a talent standpoint, Zach may be slightly better. But again, all eyes will be on that game, so that'll be good to see for our young guys.
Terrell Thomas, The East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Biggest news from last week, Bronson's contract with the Knicks, Kawhi being pulled off the Olympic team, and, by the way, the person who took his place, Derek White, joining. What happened last week in the NBA that got your attention?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, it was definitely the Team USA basketball news as far as Kawhi being pulled out. I honestly was surprised that he even made the original roster.
Thank you.
I thought that he was going to gracefully bow out. Talent-wise, we already know he's one of the best to do it. From an offensive and defensive perspective, he's certainly one of the best two-way, if not the best two-way player in the league. But just from the injury standpoint and what we've seen from him over the last few seasons, I was very surprised that he even decided to actually go to Vegas. So I wasn't too surprised to see him him and the Clippers. It was a mutual decision. Well, Kawhi, the Clippers, and Team USA, a three-way decision to go ahead and just gracefully bow out from the Paris Olympics. But I was slightly surprised on who they selected. But if you gentlemen remember, when we were talking about USA basketball a few weeks ago, and speaking of Kawhi would be there, we did mention Derek White's name. We did mention that there was speculation that he may be in the wings if anyone was to get injured or anything like that. So I wasn't surprised to a degree because I was hearing rumblings of him originally making the team. But to me, that was a little bit more surprising. Jalen Brunson, you know, he took a very, very friendly deal as far as his extension is concerned, because he kind of left almost $100 million on the table.
Well, see, I don't like hearing that. I don't, because he didn't leave it on the table. He's got to make it through the next season. And if he gets hurt, he's not getting a max contract next year. So you can look at it that way, too.
That's true.
If he hurt himself and he didn't, I mean, we've been hearing about the success stories of people who bet on themselves and they got their contract. Well, then there's the other guys, right? And so to have that money sitting there, that's nice, but it's no guarantee it would be there if something were to happen. Listen, the dude couldn't make it through these playoffs without busting his teeth open, right? He lost half his tooth, so he obviously plays hard, and I also believe that's the reason why he was chosen. How many more stars can you have on this team? You need somebody who will do that extra bit of oomph work, you know, and that seems like that's going to be Derek White. Got no problem with him. You need a gym rat on this team, and he's it for me.
Yeah, I want to see how he turns out. Like he is a very great up and coming player. I think he has a very great story as far as his success story in getting to the NBA and to getting where he is as far as being a champion with the Boston Celtics. But almost kind of similar to the Caitlin Clark, and I'm not comparing their games. I think there were some guys who could have made the roster before him,
from
absolutely. A talent standpoint, and guys who have kind of already put in the blood, sweat, and tears. Some guys who have already played on Team USA basketball who were, I don't want to say overlooked, but they didn't get the opportunity this time. So no slight, no disrespect to Derek White. He's a champion. Again, he's a great two-way player as well. But I do think there were some guys who deserved a spot over him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline with Terrell Thomas. Always great to catch up with him. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. One thing you talk about Team USA and players who should and should not make it as far as the Olympic team goes, you won't get to see them line up and play. We will get to see that with the women. We're going to get to see the women's Olympic team go up against the WNBA All-Stars. I cannot wait for this game. I got to get you. And, Noelle, I want to bring you back in here, too. Yesterday,
she can.
She can't use right now. Yesterday, Angel Reese's double-double streak was stopped.
Yep.
And I understand New York threw everything at her, but the kitchen sink.
They did the four-corner. It was like an old North Carolina four-corner.
They had four folks on her to stop it. Tell me about this, man. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I did have my eyes on that game, and that was different to see. You know, I love the competitive spirit from the Liberty to just say, oh, no, not on our watch.
Yep,
no, you're not going to get that.
Yep.
You know, I did enjoy that perspective, but then it also was like, wow. Hey, you have four players on this young lady right now guarding around her like the Monstar to make sure she doesn't get this double-double. So I think that just it shows how much Angel Reese is bringing to the game right now to even demand that attention in her rookie season. That does show to me a lot from that young woman. And we hear a lot of people, of course, talking about Caitlin Clark for the Rookie of the Year. I'm going with Angel Reese right now. Or I could also see them throwing out the co-MVPs, what they should have did for LeBron and Carmelo back in the day. I could see them doing that for Caitlin and Angel. But she's just been phenomenal so far. I kind of hated to see her streak come to an end, but she'll be back. She'll be back to grabbing rebounds and scoring points. So I think it'll be short-lived, and she'll continue to make another streak. It was something to see, like the Liberty taking that stance. I think they've taken that stance all year because when the Liberty lost to the Fever recently, Sabrina kind of threw out there like, this was their Super Bowl, so it's nothing. So they're looking to win a championship out there in New York, and they've been playing pretty gritty this season. So it wasn't a surprise to see how they decided to defend Angel yesterday.
Oh, Noel, what's your take on that?
I felt the exact same way. Like I'm somebody that loves that absolutely not up here on my court, field, pitch, whatever it is type of energy. So I did enjoy seeing that. It was sad to see the streak come to an end. But if it's going to come to an end, yeah, throw everything at me. I'd rather come to an end like that. everything at me.
You know what's funny, and nobody has mentioned this, and I'm just curious how your thoughts are, but this was no different than what happened in the beginning of the season. But Angel hasn't had a welcome to the league moment until yesterday.
Caitlin, I disagree got knocked there.
Pardon?
I disagree there. What? Angel got thrown to the
She had a few,
but this is one that will stick to her because it ended that streak. That's what I was getting at. Yes, she had a few where she was banging around a little bit, but was it as blatant a memory as what happened yesterday? Do you think?
I think so. I think that was a big welcome to the league.
Yeah, that's why I looked at it. Yeah,
because
she's gonna get banged around because she's playing in the post. This is not like some guard who's out there moving around. She's going to get banged around
and thrown to the ground by your throat is a little different, Greg. It's a little different.
Point taken. Point taken. I ain't going to argue with y'all. Go ahead.
Alyssa, and I'll be honest, and I think it was just due to some emotion that was going on with that game against the Sky on Wednesday. But that last foul that Tina Charles gave her was not a friendly foul. Like Tina was working through something, and she was really trying to get that ball off Angel Reese.
Let me ask you, okay, so to the room, how have these two handled this rookie season when adversity or these welcome to the league moments have happened in your assessment? You can pick which one you want to mention first.
I think they've both been stellar, to be quite honest with you. I think Angel has handled the pressure and handled the adversity extremely well. And I think Caitlin has as well. I think that both of these young ladies, overall from a sports perspective, I don't think we've seen this much attention from, you know, two rookie players in a very long time. I don't want to say Magic and Bird, but that's who came to my mind immediately. Maybe Magic Bird, maybe LeBron and Carmelo, just as far as fanfare is concerned. But I also do see some of the women, and I'm similar to Noel. I respect it wholeheartedly. They have taken on the agenda of, you know, not on our watch when you see these two on your lineup cards, whether it be Angel or Caitlin. And I think this wasn't the first time that the kitchen sink has been thrown at either one of the young ladies, and I think that they both handled it extremely well. So I've been delighted to see that. It shows me their competitive nature, and I also think we've seen some, and don't get me wrong, the collegiate level does not have grown women, but we've seen them have some adversity and some fierce games on the collegiate level as well that I think has kind of prepared them to be able to, you know, fall and get back up in the WNBA. So I've been extremely impressed with both of the young ladies and how they've been handling themselves.
Yeah, I think their NCAA spotlight also kind of prepared themselves for the type of media that they were going to walk into. I think the both of them have done a really good job from their side of the coin, right? Because they both have different type of media going on. But they both done a good job of kind of staying in perspective, you know, not saying anything too crazy, not giving anything too much energy, and just kind of enjoying their rookie season.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts, Sam?
I just think both of them probably have some good advisors, some good people around them, you know, and they're listening. And they're listening, and other than that, they're going out and playing ball.
Now, the only thing I think will happen next, and again, I haven't watched as much, so I didn't know about the assaults that you guys were talking about with Angel as much. I've seen her get banged around a lot, but that one situation I hadn't forgotten about, but remember hearing about it later on. But here's the thing I'm wanted to ask. Of the two teams, I've been hearing that while Angel is – she's locked in with a coach that she has. There may be a change in Indiana given the player and what Caitlin is doing with that team and feeling like that coach may be out over her skis and not know how to coach her or that team with her up.
Well, it's all evolving. I mean, they're clearly not the same team they were when the season began. And when the season started, everybody was saying, well, the coach, she's got to overcome the coaching. I think everybody has evolved. The players and the coaches have evolved. And their team right now, you meet them in the playoffs, you know, that may not be a team that you want to face, either them or Chicago in the playoffs, you know. So I just think both have had situations evolving. Wouldn't you say so, Terrell?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, of course, Teresa is a WNBA legend, so
right.
she's going to have an upper hand when it comes to being able to speak to Angel and just kind of,
exactly.
she's went through some of the things in which both these young ladies are going through. But I do agree we could see a coaching change, but I also agree with what Sam has just said. Like, we've seen this team evolve over the months, and that's what you need sometimes. Sometimes you just got to get out there and let the young women play or the young men play and just let the philosophies come together. And with Caitlin being so new and not, and you still have, that's a very young roster out there. So it was a lot of adjustment that had to take place when you have two number one overall picks. Mm-hmm. So I think both coaches are doing a phenomenal job, but Teresa's just, she's been in the battle, for lack of a better term.
Right.
So she kind of understands from a first-hand perspective on how to coach Angel and just the advice to give her.
And that's why I brought it up. You talk about Teresa, it's beyond reproach in what she knows, but this – the Indiana coach is now having a spotlight on her that heretofore she didn't have. And the only thing I keep thinking about is Paul Westhead. That's the only, I mean, that name keeps popping in my head because he landed a transitional player and almost misused him. And, you know, they made that change. Terrell, how's the family before we let you go? Everybody doing good?
Everybody's well. We're looking forward to, in a few weeks, the WNBA All-Star Game as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the MLB All-Star Game this week. So we're doing wonderful. We're doing pretty well. No complaints at all.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we appreciate you also stopping by the – we haven't thanked him for coming by the Peachtree Road Race and being in all our pictures.
Yeah.
We had that Philly shirt and all those pictures of you sitting there just taking up space.
We sent those pictures out to people and said, yeah, look.
Here's Terrell.
We got a Philly fan here.
All right, man. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Time.
Thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, man.
You guys as well. Have a blessed week.
I
think they've both been stellar, to be quite honest with you. I think Angel has handled the pressure and handled the adversity extremely well. And I think Caitlin has as well. I think that both of these young ladies, overall from a sports perspective, I don't think we've seen this much attention from, you know, two rookie players in a very long time. I don't want to say Magic and Bird, but that's who came to my mind immediately. Maybe Magic Bird, maybe LeBron and Carmelo, just as far as fanfare is concerned. But I also do see some of the women, and I'm similar to Noel. I respect it wholeheartedly. They have taken on the agenda of, you know, not on our watch. When you see these two on your lineup cards, whether it be Angel or Caitlin. And I think this wasn't the first time that the kitchen sink has been thrown at either one of the young ladies, and I think that they both handled it extremely well. So I've been delighted to see that. It shows me their competitive nature. And I also think we've seen some, and don't get me wrong, the collegiate level does not have grown women, but we've seen them have some adversity and some fierce games on the collegiate level as well that I think has kind of prepared them to be able to, you know, fall and get back up in the WNBA. So I've been extremely impressed with both of the young ladies and how they've been handling themselves.
Yeah, I think their NCAA spotlight also kind of prepared themselves for the type of media that they were going to walk into. I think the both of them have done a really good job from their side of the coin, right? Because they both have different type of media going on. But they both done a good job of kind of staying in perspective, you know, not saying anything too crazy, not giving anything too much energy, and just kind of enjoying their rookie season.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts, Sam?
I just think both of them probably have some good advisors, some good people around them, you know, and they're listening. And they're listening, and other than that, they're going out and playing ball.
Now, the only thing I think will happen next, and again, I haven't watched as much, so I didn't know about the assaults that you guys were talking about with Angel as much. I've seen her get banged around a lot, but that one situation I hadn't forgotten about, but remember hearing about it later on. But here's the thing I'm wanted to ask. Of the two teams, I've been hearing that while Angel is – she's locked in with a coach that she has. There may be a change in Indiana given the player and what Caitlin is doing with that team and feeling like that coach may be out over her skis and not know how to coach her or that team with her up.
Well, it's all evolving. I mean, they're clearly not the same team they were when the season began. And when the season started, everybody was saying, well, the coach, she's got to overcome the coaching. I think everybody has evolved. The players and the coaches have evolved. And their team right now, you meet them in the playoffs, you know, that may not be a team that you want to face, either them or Chicago in the playoffs. You know, so I just think both have had situations evolving. Wouldn't you say so, Terrell?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, of course, Teresa is a WNBA legend. So
right.
she's going to have an upper hand when it comes to being able to speak to Angel and just kind of,
exactly.
she's went through some of the things in which both these young ladies are going through. But I do agree we could see a coaching change, but I also agree with what Sam has just said. Like, we've seen this team evolve over the months, and that's what you need sometimes. Sometimes you just got to get out there and let the young women play or the young men play and just let the philosophies come together. And with Caitlin being so new and not, and you still have, that's a very young roster out there. So it was a lot of adjustment that had to take place when you have two number one overall picks. Mm-hmm. So I think both coaches are doing a phenomenal job, but Teresa's just, she's been in the battle, for lack of a better term. Right. So she kind of understands from a first-hand perspective on how to coach Angel and just the advice to give her.
And that's why I brought it up. You talk about Teresa, it's beyond reproach in what she knows. But this, the Indiana coach is now having a spotlight on her that heretofore she didn't have. And the only thing I keep thinking about is Paul Westhead. That's the only, I mean, that name keeps popping in my head because he landed a transitional player and almost misused him. And, you know, they made that change. Terrell, how's the family before we let you go? Everybody doing good?
Everybody's well. We're looking forward to, in a few weeks, the WNBA All-Star game as well.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the MLB All-Star game this week. So we're doing wonderful. We're doing pretty well. No complaints at all.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we appreciate you also stopping by the we haven't thanked him for coming by the Peachtree Road Race and being in all our pictures.
Great.
Yeah. We had that Philly shirt and all those pictures of you sitting there taking up space.
We sent those pictures out to people. Say, yeah, look.
Here's Terrell.
We got a Philly fan here.
All right, man. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Time.
Thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, man.
You guys as well. Have a blessed week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.